Jack, I'd like to turn the question around to you. I mean, the notion of worthiness, you have a foundation for self-esteem. You have self-esteem seminars and differentiating, of course, between self-confidence and self-esteem through this process of all the rejections and then the early successes. Tell us about what self-esteem meant for you and why that's become such a focal point of your training.
Well, I grew up in a dysfunctional family in West Virginia. My father was a workaholic. My mother was an alcoholic. And my father was physically abusive. And so I was an all-state football player and a lot of different things, but it was all kind of out of fear. You know, I had to measure up. It wasn't anything about me expressing myself and fully being who I wanted to be. It was more like I have to my family. And so I was always kind of what they call hypervigilant. You know, I always noticed everything, because if I didn't, it meant I might get beat up that night. And so I had to literally rebuild my sense of worthiness and discover who I was and what I felt and what my goals were and what I wanted to do in life. And as I slowly did that through a lot of therapy and workshops and coaches and mentors and friends, I reached a point where, you know, I'm a pretty self-actualized being right now. But it wasn't always like that. I remember when I was in Chicago, I was living on 21-cent dinners, if you can imagine this. It's a can of tomato paste, garlic salt, water, and then 11 cents worth of spaghetti noodles. And
what
I did
more
that.
Could you want?
What?
What more could you want?
Yeah, really. A little meat in there would have been nice. You know? But anyway, you know, it was when I met W. Clement Stone, who was a self-made multimillionaire. He was worth $600 million. He took me under his wing. And he said, look, I'm going to teach you the principles of success, and part of that, self-esteem, self-confidence. And I worked with him for 2 years. And as a result of that, you know, going from making about $5,000 a year, I was making $100,000 a year. And so basically my sense of self-worth just skyrocketed, because what we know is that your self-worth and your net worth will turn out to be somewhat similar, meaning that if you have high self-esteem, you're likely to produce more success in your life. And here's the reason why. I teach something called the poker chip theory of learning in life. If you and I were playing poker, and you had 100 chips and I had 10, I'm going to play more cautiously, because 2 bets of 5 and I'm out of the game. You lose 2 bets of 5, you still have 90 chips left. So if you go into Las Vegas, all the high rollers, they're putting lots of money on the table. They can lose big, but they're also the only ones who can win big. So if I have high self-esteem, which is the metaphor for poker chips, then I'm willing to risk those. I'm willing to be laughed at if my speech isn't perfect. I'm willing, like Kevin, our last caller, to go out there and not do it perfectly on stage, because I know I can handle it. And so people with low self-esteem don't take risks. And what they do is they criticize other people, they use sarcastic humor, they put other people down, and they're afraid to risk themselves, so they make everyone else wrong.